Tuesday night, the Sulphur Springs City Council passed a resolution opposing a Senate bill that the Hopkins County Commissioners Court hopes would allow them to pay for their new county jail with increased sales tax instead of property taxes. City Manager Mark Maxwell spoke against the bill, while County Judge Robert Newsom, County Commissioners Beth Weisenbaker and Wade Bartley, and City Council candidate Charles Oxford supported the bill. Maxwell discussed his opposition to the bill Wednesday morning.
In the end, the City Council approved a resolution that we're sending to the state legislators, all of them, to oppose the adoption of Senate Bill 1158. And the whole idea of Senate Bill 1158 is that it allows one county in the state, this county, to go up on its sales tax and exceed the maximum local rate. So in essence, well, not in essence, exactly this is what happens. We end up with a 8.75% sales tax. Well, everybody around us has 8.25%. And over time, the difference of sales tax makes a difference in job growth and development.
The county thinks this is a better way to pay for their jail than property taxes, and provides relief in that area.
They think it's a less painful way.
Yeah.
And they describe it as a fairer way to do it. It's an easier way to do it. It's a less painful way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the bottom line.
Bad for business, you think?
Well, that was the whole point last night. I pulled out, this whole issue has been studied, our comparative sales tax rates. When you have two cities that are nearby that are different, or two counties, does it make a difference? And it's been studied before. The answer is yes, and there are examples. One of them that I cited was a study done in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Okay, well, that's not Texas. Looking closer to home, we took a look at the two cities of Texarkana. On the Arkansas side, it's a 10% tax rate. Actually, now it's 10.25%. And on the Texas side, it's 8.25%. Well, where do you think all of the new car dealerships are? Every one of them's on the Texas side. Where are all the big box stores? All with the exception of one Walmart and one Albertsons is on the Texas side. You take a look at the sales that the two cities have. Total sales on the Texas side are a full 50% greater than they are on the other side. And my point was last night, this isn't just a little bad. This isn't just wrong-headed policy. It's economic suicide for us if we do this. All taxes get considered when businesses decide where to locate. As it turns out, the one that makes the biggest difference, and this is borne out again and again and again, the one that makes the biggest difference is the sales tax. If we want to ensure that Starbucks never comes here, if we want to ensure that Chick-fil-A never comes here, or that Target never comes here, that's how you do it. And it's just as easy for them to locate in Mount Pleasant or Emory or even Mount Vernon. It's just as easy for them to do that, and they'll do it. It's the story is told time and time again in Texarkana. That's half the story. The other half is this is being built as an offset. Do this and your property taxes will go down. History tells us that's not true. We've done this exact thing in 1987 right here in Hopkins County. The commissioners ordered an election to approve a half-cent sales tax. And the stated goal, their own minutes, is to reduce the property tax. And they did it for 1 year. The very next year, property tax was not only back to the previous level, but above it, and was off to the races from there.
KSST News.